Margaret Payne.
I've been asked by Lucy to remember bits of my past when I half lived on Canvey and half lived in London, but came every weekend and every summer holidays to Canvey, really, to stay with my grandparents. My name's Margaret Payne. I lived in May Avenue and I still live in there in the same bungalow. And my chosen location is the view from Canvey Heights towards Benfleet and then east to Southend, because I remember that when none of the present development was there and it was just fields and cows. The piece I remember most about where I used to stay with my grandmas was that it was very, very rural and very, very basic. There was an outside toilet which had to be emptied every day. My granddad was absolutely assiduous in making sure that we didn't go out at that time. And it was taken to the top of the garden behind the roses, I believe. And I stayed for most of the summer holidays, even when I was about 18, with my grandparents. And the road in that time was not called Tewkes Road, as it is now, but it was Jarlsberg Avenue, which was a very, very old Dutch name, obviously, after Hester had been here. Their bungalow was wooden. It was charming, basic, and always seemed to be sunny. And their wooden bungalow had an upstairs, and it was reached by an outside staircase, which had a safety handrail, and at the top it became a little balcony. And from there I would be able to look out, with no gaps, with no anything to stop the view, straight from my grandma's upstairs balcony, across the sea wall, which was much lower than it is now, to Lee and Hadley Castle. And running along the base of Hadley Castle was the railway line that went from Southend to Benfleet and up to London. And my boyfriend lived at Lee. And so when we made an arrangement to meet, I would stand and watch the train from Lee past Hadley Castle, and I'd be on the balcony and seeing it, watching it draw in to Benfleet Station and thinking, oh, he'll be here soon, he'll be here soon. And feeling somewhat romantic about it all. And I can always remember afterwards, looking back on that, thinking, I wish I'd shown to him the excitement that I felt. I don't think I ever told anybody until now, the sort of, ooh, lovely, he's coming, sort of feeling. Yeah, that's it.